Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the book of the prophet Isaiah. Lesson 7, Defeat of the Assyrians. Shaken but not forsaken. So what to do? The highest officer of the army, he went back to his king, to Lachish. So he went from Jerusalem to Lachish and informed the king of Assyria and said, well, Hezekiah, he hasn't opened yet. So he trusts in God, because nowhere else is around who could help him. It's only God in whom he trusts. Now, what to do? The king of Assyria wrote a letter and sent it to Hezekiah. And in this letter, it was in a way the same what we have heard before. We have defeated all the peoples on our way to Jerusalem. No God could help them, and your God can't help you either. Forget about your God. He is too weak and he doesn't want to help you. So open the doors. The king of Assyria was interested in a quick opening of the doors in Jerusalem, not staying there for 1 year. He was in need of time. So this letter. When Hezekiah got this letter, he was shaken, but not forsaken. He went with this letter to the temple door, unrolled it, and prayed. And in praying, he addressed God. And he prayed. We read in Isaiah 37, verse 16, we have heard this verse in the beginning. And then, verse 17, incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see, and hear all the words of Sennacherib, which has sent to approach the living God. He has reproached the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their countries, and they have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord, our God, save us from this hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord, even you only. Fight for your honor, O Lord. Show them that you are the mightiest God in the universe. And he had got a message from the prophet Isaiah. And therefore he had opened the doors of Jerusalem, because God had spoken to Isaiah and had said, the king of Assyria will not come into Jerusalem. He will not even make a wall around Jerusalem. No, he will go back. He will not shoot a single arrow over the walls. I will send him back to Assyria, to Nineveh, his capital. And because of this, Hezekiah became strong. Isaiah had said it. In the name of the Lord, there was hope. the army was huge. A huge army of the Assyrians. But here was someone who prayed. And because of this prayer, God's arm was moved. What would be the outcome?